PRI, Public Radio International.
I mean, there is nothing as simple as beauty. There are very simple things to be enjoyed in life, and music is one of them. And certainly a program like this one is a beautiful one to listen to. I am strongly recommending to people to just look at simple and beautiful things like a beautiful sunset and listen to a beautiful concert. There we are.
Two hours of Radio Beauty with Jean-Pascal Tortelier and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're about to hear the principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony play the Ginastera Harp Concerto, and we'll have Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, plus the Heinz Hall premiere of Edu Lobo's Suite Popular Brasileira. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It's not the Pittsburgh Symphony you're hearing. It's Sergio Mendez presents Lobo. Eduardo Edu Lobo, born in Rio de Janeiro in 1943. He formed a trio when he was 18, just as the bossa nova craze was happening. Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote The Girl from Ipanema the year after Edu put his trio together. In 1969, Edu was in Los Angeles, where he met composer and pianist Sergio Mendez, who'd relocated from Brazil 5 years before. Sergio Mendez signed Eduardo Lobo to A&M Records, which recorded From the Hot Afternoon, featuring Lobo's music with Dave Brubeck's saxophone virtuoso Paul Desmond. In 1970, Sergio Mendez Presents Lobo was on the record shelves. The music you're about to hear with the Pittsburgh Symphony was written in 2010 for the European tour of the Sao Paulo Symphony. Jean-Pascal Tortelier gave the world premiere of The Suite by Lobo in 2011. The three movements of the suite begin with Sounds of War, followed by Almost Memory, and Running Like the Wind. Brazilian pianist, arranger, and record producer Nelson Ayers made the orchestration. Here is the Suite Popular Brasileira by Edu Lobo. Jean-Pascal Tortelier conducts the first Pittsburgh performance of the suite with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Thank you. Running Like the Wind, with Jean-Pascal Tortelier conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The last of three movements in the Suite Popular Brasileira by Edu Lobo. Jean-Pascal Tortelier is a tall man, over 6 feet. He is athletic on the podium. In the last bar of the suite, he made a 360-degree turn with the exuberant final notes. In 1971, Eduardo Lobo left Los Angeles and went back to his native Brazil, where he wrote for film, theater, and television, producing dozens of songs, 3 musicals, 4 ballets, and soundtracks for more than 30 movies and television series. Jean-Pascal Tortelier is walking behind the podium to hug the principal cello of the orchestra, Anne Martindale Williams. We heard Anne in a solo spotlight in the middle of the suite. Edu Lobo's 1979 score for Barra Pesada, Heavy Trouble, won Best Soundtrack honors at the Gramado Film Festival in southern Brazil. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio remains in the southern hemisphere, moving from Brazil to Argentina with the Concerto for Harp by Alberto Ginastera. The principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Gretchen Van Heusen, gave the New York first performance in 1976 and the Pittsburgh premiere of the concerto in 1978 with Andre Previn conducting.
It's a great opportunity to play such a fantastic concerto, to be out front of the orchestra, because you know the harp is usually buried in the back of the orchestra. You can't see it well, you can't hear it, and it's a great opportunity to be out front and show what the harp can do. And the concerto, I think, has an unbelievable variety of South American colors and rhythms, and it sort of shatters the stereotypical idea of what the harp does, sort of delicate, angelic music. It's far from that. It's such an interesting piece, and it's so rhythmic. I mean, the third movement is sort of based on the Malambo dance, which involves a lot of foot stamping, and you don't maybe expect to hear that when you think of a harp concerto. The piece is composed in a 6-8 rhythm, which can be divided up into 2 ways, either in 2 or in 3. So you might be thinking 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, or 1-2-1-2-1-2. And these two rhythms are interchangeable, and they often happen simultaneously, which sort of creates a conflicting rhythmic pattern, which is so unique to the piece.
The principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Gretchen Van Heusen, is a graduate of the Eastman School and the Juilliard School, where she studied with Marcel Grandjoni and Suzanne MacDonald. She's made numerous recordings and teaches at both Carnegie Mellon University and Duquesne University. Alberto Ginastera was born in Buenos Aires on April 11, 1916. He had posts teaching in Argentina and in Dartmouth, New Hampshire. He wrote 3 operas, 2 ballets, 6 concertos, and 11 film scores, quite a bit of chamber music, and much piano music. Here is the principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Gretchen Van Heusen, joining her colleagues to play the Concerto for Harp and Orchestra, Opus 25 by Alberto Ginastera, with guest conductor Jean-Pascal Tortelier.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Concerto for Harp by Alberto Ginastera with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. conducted by Jan-Pascal Tortelier, our soloist, the principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Gretchen Van Huzen.
It takes a tremendous amount of physical strength and stamina to play this piece, to get from the beginning to the end. There's a lot of difficult passage work with the right hand right on top of the left hand. You need a lot of focus and concentration to perform the work, but I think in the end, it's so worth the effort because the concerto is so interesting, so unusual, and such a great showcase for the harp.
The orchestra seems to get along well with Jan-Pascal.
He's fantastic. This is the first time that he had done the work, so he was thrilled to get to know the piece, and I think he liked it very much. And I do think it's very interesting for the audience to hear the extended techniques that Ginastera requires. I'm doing all kinds of things, such as harmonics, where I cut the string in half and mute it and play it at the same time, which produces a bell-like sound. I play very low on the harp, which makes the strings sound rather guitar-like. There's a whistle effect where I slide my left palm from the very bottom of the metal strings all the way to the top, and it creates this whistle-like sound, which you don't expect. And then, of course, there are the pedal slides, which are difficult because you have to do them very rhythmically. You must slide your foot on the top of the pedal to change the pitch, producing this gliding sort of metallic sound. And that's challenging.
The Ginastera Harp Concerto was first heard in Philadelphia at the Academy of Music. Eugene Ormandy conducted the premiere, and Nicanor Zabaleta was the soloist. That was on September 15th, 1965. Gretchen Van Huzen and her husband James Gorton, the former co-principal oboe of the Pittsburgh Symphony, gave the Pittsburgh premiere of Witold Lutosławski's Double Concerto for oboe and harp. In 2008, Gretchen Van Huzen gave the world premiere at Heinz Hall of Sir Andre Previn's Harp Concerto. We'll hear more from Gretchen Van Huzen a little later in this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Still to come on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky with Jan-Pascal Tortelier conducting. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Turanjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors Francesco Lecce Chong and Franco Andres. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment, drop me a line. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Paper Binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. It includes photographs of the soloists, including Itzhak Perlman. There is a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org, and to send an email directly, write to pso@wqed.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.